So, you might be thinking, what the fuck are these two kids doing? Well, I've got something for you. No one asked you to listen. If you've got a problem, feel free to leave the room or mind your own goddamn business. If you decided to stick around, please enjoy today's episode of Young, Dumb, and Stoked.
Non-fungible titties.
We just lost our funny fuck. Way to go, Brad. Way to go.
No longer being monetized by Anchor.
No more money.
No. Welcome back to the podcast. what do we have for today?
You guys will not believe how many takes it took us to fucking master that intro. And we didn't even master it. We killed it.
Woohoo! So we finished yesterday's episode. We spoke about Slovenia. I mean, church bullshit. What was it? Our Slovenian church story. And then we were going to talk about NFTs, but then we were like, oh, let's just keep it for another episode. And today's that episode. But I guess we're not only going to be talking about NFTs. We're going to be talking about the metaverse. We're going to be talking about crypto in general, the market, whatever. Like, just...
You know what they should do? They should make Slovenian church in the metaverse.
Yeah,
it should be a game.
Don't tell anyone.
We should make a game, and then you could play as Brendan or Jonathan, and the goal is to get kicked out of Slovenian
Dude, think about it. That would be a smart... Okay, but don't tell anyone about it, because now everyone's going to steal our idea.
Don't worry, I won't say anything.
Well, it's already out there. Just kidding. Okay, so what does that even start with? NFTs, non-fungible tokens. My apologies, non-fungible tokens. How are we going to describe this? Do we explain?
It's basically a picture that you can screenshot. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
it's technically like a piece.
Should we start from the basics, like what's the difference between fungible and non-fungible, and then
explain it, right? Okay, for example, everyone kind of knows the reason why crypto was even created in the first place, right? You had the whole financial crisis of 08 and 09, and you had the economy took a really bad hit, and all the banks are centralized, so they have a government backing behind them. And crypto, Bitcoin specifically, was invented in 09 as a way to kind of say fuck you because of how much crap was being caused because of centralized currencies. And so it was a decentralized chain. But with that, then you have, you know, this fee and that fee. Things work a little bit differently. But it's decentralized.
95% of our users. Right?
Yeah.
We just lost 95% of our users.
I'm going to put it in simple terms.
And we lost, like
paper money. Paper money and caca. And fake money and good.
Non-fungible versus fungible. I guess you want to. Correct me if I'm mistaken in this process. But basically, if you want to see the difference between fungible and non-fungible, fungible things are, for example, a $5 bill. I like to use this example because it's the easiest one for me. A $5 bill can be broken down into $1 bills, and they hold the same value, right? So fungible things are something that can be exchanged for the same value or whatever. So it's something that can be easily exchanged, easily replaced. And non-fungible is something that just cannot be replaced no matter what you do with it. It's kind of like, how should I explain? It's like its own thing. It can't be exchanged for anything else. So that's kind of what an NFT is. People who create, use this example as an image that no one else can recreate, no one else can have except for that one person who created that, or the one, I guess you could say, the owner of it. So, you know, sometimes if you go on Instagram nowadays and you look at people like celebrities icons, right, you see that they have a new profile picture, and it's just like a random image of an ape or a robot or something. That's because it's their NFT that they own because they bought it. The NFT world is basically dominating now. Like, it's dominating. Sorry, Jay, I don't mean to. Your nose is right. It's your mic, and I can hear you breathe. It's just
so really.
Sorry. sorry, I had to say. I was just gonna start laughing. That sounds okay now. But Yeah, so basically, like NFTs are dominating the what the crypto world or whatever you want to
call it. Well, here's the thing, right? Like they've it's funny because they've been around for quite a long time now.
Yeah,
and they're just sort of now coming into popularity. But people don't understand how it works. Like you have the blockchain, which stores essential data between different networks. So you know you have your Ethereum mainnet, you have your Binance Smart Chain, you have all these different networks exclusive to each kind of cryptocurrency, and then each cryptocurrency has a different aim. So they're sort of like a representation of a project behind it. So Ethereum is one that sort of seeks to do like decentralized transactions, and then Bitcoin, like there's a whole I'm not a finance guy, I can't really explain this, but you get what I'm trying to say. And NFTs are sort of unique in their own way because each owner and each creator, and every time it's minted, these are stored in the blockchain. So you can't replicate it. You can't just, they're like, oh, just take a screenshot of it. Well, you can't really just take a screenshot of it. It's only working
out. Yeah, it's basically whenever you buy one or whenever you create one, you're kind of creating your own, like, what's it called? What's the word I'm looking for?
It's like a project almost. Each one has different. Access to certain things, for example.
Sorry, the word I was looking for is kind of like its own trademark. Like it can't really be no one else can really use it. No one else can really do anything with it until they own it, until they buy it.
It could be as simple as artwork. It could be something more than that. It could be access to a certain club, access to a certain event. So it doesn't mean just a picture.
Yeah, if you look like right now, I could be, hold up. You know, right now the biggest market is OpenSea, where they basically have pretty much all of them out there. You know, you have different categories such as art, collectibles, which are very popular, domain names, you have music, photography, sports, trading cards, utility, virtual worlds. Like, we got a lot of stuff in here. And if I go looking, my favorite are the collectibles. And if I go looking through this list of the most popular ones, we have Hape Prime, we have Bored Ape Yacht Club. Let's go in here. Bored Ape Yacht Club, which is really, really cool if you ask me. You know, you have, for example, Bored Ape 1469 trading. Oh, no, this one's pretty shit.
you've got CryptoPunks as well.
Yeah, Bored Ape 629. This one's straight. Oh, my God. This one's at 83.77 Ethereum. So this one is $210,129 US at the moment. If you want to buy right now, you can make an offer. And the sale ends in 16 hours. So this is crazy, man. Like right now I see people who are bidding 188,000 on it. Like, wow, that is
crazy. And that's the other thing too, right? Depending on who owns it, and you can sometimes put in offers, they'll do auctions, they'll do set fixed price listings. But these things essentially, they're sort of like, the whole thing about it is if you carry 50 grand of cash with you and something happens in the economy where, you know, things just gone to shit. And let's say there's a big tsunami, you know, everyone dies. And your 50 grand in cash might not hold that same power. You know, you might, if costs go up, now you've lost purchasing power, right? PPP, you've lost a lot of other things too. Inflation will kill your money about 6% annually, if not more. So really, essentially, the whole point of a cryptocurrency and sort of that ties in with NFTs is to say, fuck that, and to create something that you won't have to worry about that. But there's also challenges behind it too. For example, there are only, of course, a certain amount in circulation, and eventually you're going to use up all your Bitcoins. But the nice part to that is you can't print more money because a lot of times, at least in the real world, the way it works is when you take out these big loans and all that, essentially, the creation of debt is the creation of more money. And the banks can go and print more money. And I don't know if you know this, Brent, but what I found interesting, and I'm going to fuck up this stat, I'm going to just try it on my top of my head. I read somewhere that in the last 6 to 9 months, I'm going to say more, maybe nine, I think it was over 30 to 40% of the world's, like, or at least the US dollar in circulation has been printed. So you had since, you know, the 1800s or whatever it was till only a few years ago. And then just in the last so long, you know, just in the last, I guess, not even year with COVID, you've had like 30 or 40% of the world's money being printed, or the US's money being printed. That's insane. Yeah. And look, you see what it's doing, right? I mean, for example, I won't go into a tangent with this, but car markets right now. I used to work in that business. It's crazy. You'll see trucks that should be worth no more than $50 in a pack of beer now go for $30,000 because I know what I have and it's grandma driven. It's only got like 420 Ks on the body and like a shitty transmission, but it will run just fine, man. Like, you can't do that. And so that's what cryptocurrency does. Cryptocurrency prevents schmucks from fucking around with money. And that's why even Russia now, I think they came out and the Russian central banks were trying to ban cryptocurrency and NFTs in any form because they know that, yeah, it's going to fuck us.
Yep. Going back to the whole, NFTs, I'm looking here at the list of celebrities who own NFTs because now celebrities are really getting big on NFTs, people who have nothing to do with their money, which is understandable. But, I have a list here. We got Snoop Dogg. Who do we have here? Lindsay Lohan has it. Lindsay Lohan is still alive? The fuck? I thought she, like, died because she had too much plastic surgery. Quentin Tarantino.
I was going to say because she was doing something else.
Yeah, exactly. Eminem. Eminem. Kings of Leon. Paris Hilton. Oh, I didn't know that. Tony Hawk. Okay, Shawn Mendes. So you get it, right? Tony, yeah. Stan Lee's fucking dead, but apparently he has an NFT. John Cena. Who do we have here? Yeah, anyways, we have a list of, obviously that's just a small
Adidas amount. Adidas and Prada are teaming up to make one. Facebook and Instagram are announcing a new marketplace for NFTs to come out soon.
That's cool.
Lamborghini is releasing a space NFT.
So yeah, I saw a lot that. Of that is really cool. The Lamborghini one is actually really nice. I saw that.
And then the best part was one of the comments, and I just had to point this out. One guy said, "Yeah, that's what we want, an NFT. What about a 6-speed manual invented? Are you fuckers?"
Hey man, priorities, I guess. But but you know what? And here's something that I was going to talk about last episode. But the NFT, I saw somewhere, and again. Don't quote me because I'm really wrong with these stats, but it's close to it. NFT world hasn't hit not even close to 30. I don't think 30 or 40% of America yet. So that means that out of everyone in America, there is close to 60% who aren't even aware or 60+% who aren't even aware of what NFTs are. And to think of how big it's already become and what it's doing right now, could you just imagine what it's going to be like in the next couple of years? And then, some people were saying, yeah, lots of them are going down to zero right now. Like lots of NFTs are going down to straight shit zero, which is like, it's just part of the game, I guess. It's just part of the market. But we are just beginning, right? 5 years ago, they were even like, no one knew what they were, but it was there. And today people are starting to know what they are, but we're still at the very beginning of them. And that's what the really cool thing about this is, because lots of people are going to be doing amazing things with these NFTs. And so I just believe that, in the next 5-10 years, NFTs are just going to grow. The market's going to grow and it's just going to become something insane, like crazy. So, yeah.
Well, and it's still got quite a ways to go in terms of infiltrating, like Brennan said, a good amount of the population, because you have to consider that there's a lot of people who don't have access to internet, are not very active on social media, just generally not very tech savvy. And you have a lot of older populations and obviously very young populations who probably won't get into it. So,
well, let's agree. If you haven't been into the whole crypto thing in the first place, then you're not going to get into NFTs the next day, right? Like,
but you also need to go into it. See, the big thing is a lot of people will just jump into it and go, oh yeah, I want to sell for $200,000. I want to sell my $200,000. And then, but what they don't realize is that, it's a quick kind of thing where, if you know what you're doing, it is. But you have to have some background as to what you're doing with it, because you have to know how Ethereum gas fees work. You have to know how a little bit about the blockchain, Ethereum itself. Right?
Gas fees are crazy, man. Like I was just looking at I created my first NFT, but I didn't release it yet because I still have to add some money to my account. But gas fees, guys, and this is a one-time thing. So gas fees are. You have to pay for gas fees anytime you purchase NFTs, anytime you trade them, whatever. But in order to release your first NFT, in order to sell your first NFT, you have to pay a baseline of like Well, actually, it depends.
There's an opening fee for your account to publish, and basically what gas fees are. Gas fees are a way to pay the miners who conduct the transactions for you on the blockchain. So, you know, your information isn't just going to fucking float itself across. So, I mean, but they fucking jacked the fucking prices up, man. But apparently,
I was just going to say, yesterday, for the fun of it, like, I was looking at it for 5 minutes. I was pressing the refresh button for 5 minutes, and in order, like, at one point it said $170 gas fee. Then the next second it said $525 gas fee. And then it went right back down to 300, right back up to 450, right back down to 170, right back up to 245. Like, it's just up and down, up and down, up and down. So obviously if you're lucky and you see the 170, click buy right away. You know what I mean? But no, they're expensive. Gas fees are expensive. And then as soon as you own an NFT, there are gas fees that go into it. As soon as you want to just add money to your account, gas fees. It's insane.
And the thing is, you can set them manually for certain transactions, but then again, it's a fucking process and a half, because you have to actually find out what the rolling average is, and then you have to sort of set a price that they'll be happy with, right? It's like, oh, this car is 50 grand, but I'm going to offer you 45. Okay, fine. Now, so, I'm going to offer you 10K, and you're like, what the fuck? Get out of here. Yeah, like, you know. Listen,
in other words, if you have money, go for it. If not, yeah, be careful.
Well, here's the one thing, too, and it sort of ties into the whole thing about the metaverse, and there's a lot of people saying, like, oh, you know, they're pushing for, I can't remember who said, oh, office meetings will be in the metaverse in the next 3 years. I'm like, okay, whoa, slow right down.
But realistically, that will become a thing.
Sure, fine, fair enough. But as Elon Musk actually himself said, well, this is one thing I always said myself, when it comes to AI, when it comes to a lot of these things, automation can be both very helpful and both very detrimental at the same time, because it could be good in many ways and not. You know, you can have automation improve things like simple tasks within companies. You can have automation improve the safety and security of transportation, right? Of operations, a lot of those things. But at the same given time, we can't push too fast, because, you know, next thing you know, you're going to have a self-driving car crash into an old lady crossing Santa Monica Boulevard. And that's not going to look good on the news. So, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, NFTs are cool. That's all I got to say about it. I think that I will get into them one day, eventually. I think we both will with our YDS NFT, which is coming out sometime in the next 10 years. But it's something cool. And I feel like if you have like no time, if you just, you know, even for the fun of it, man, it's something kind of interesting to read up about, something to learn. It's just, it's nice. But hey, we told ourselves that we were going to keep this episode sweet and short.
Could you imagine, if you were high right now and you listen to this, I think the person listening would be like, oh, fuck, man. Like, because we're just like, to them, he's like, blockchain and blocks and gas. And we're like, yeah, and gas and blocks and ether. Like, I feel on clouds right now.
Yeah. Well, anyways,
Mark Zuckerberg, listen, if you're listening, please invite me to your metaverse club. Do they have raves in the metaverse?
I don't know.
That'd be fun.
They're gonna make up tons of shit in there.
I saw this. This is funny. We have to dive into, because we're a controversial podcast. So there was one that said there was a girl who was like, "We need to talk about sexual harassment in the metaverse." I'm like,
shut the fuck. Okay.
What's he gonna do?
Yes,
grope exactly. my digital dick. Like, what the fuck? Really? Just take off your goggles if you don't like it. Like, what the hell? That's dumb. Anyway.
Anyways,
so it's the green haired people. Oh man, it's actually not real. Everyone.
Okay. Yes. Anyways, guys. Hopefully today's episode was not too boring and not too long. I don't think it was too long. That's why we kept it nice and short.
Yeah, it was definitely boring.
Okay. Well, anyways, listen, the podcast is over. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're stoked to see you next time. Follow us on Instagram @YoungDevInStoked, and until next time.